ربنا ربنا.
Ask the followers of the remembrance if ye know not.
ربنا ربنا يا ربنا يا ربنا يا حي ويا قيوم نور قلبنا.
You are listening to the program The Key on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Shiraz, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program, The Key, here at IRIB English Radio. Today on The Key, we're going to be looking at a very important and significant question. That question is about one of the most important pillars of the Islamic faith, in particular, the theoretical aspect of the Islamic faith. I am referring to the hereafter. As you know, along with the belief in God, who is the source of all existence, the belief in the hereafter, is, which is the end of existence, is the most one of the most central and pivotal tenets of the Islamic creed. As you know, in the hereafter begins when we die. This is the start of the hereafter. It's a long process, as you know. That's why the Prophet said, "Man mata faqad qama qiyamatuh." If somebody dies, his resurrection has begun. So that is the beginning of the hereafter. But the hereafter, like I said, it's a process. There's a number of stages that a person has to go through. It's a long journey. And at each of these stopping points in the journey, which we call in Arabic the mawaqif, something happens. One of the things one of these stopping points in the hereafter is the what we call the question and answers that, you know, will occur. A person will be questioned about certain things, what he did in this world, how he acted, what his beliefs are, and so on and so forth. Right, so the question we want to ask today is this: what are the first things that a person will be asked about in the hereafter? Fortunately, we have some hadiths which kind of shed light on what a person will be asked about, and what is the first thing that a person will be asked about. This could also be interpreted as what is the most important or significant thing that a person will be asked about in the hereafter. The Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam said, "The first thing that man will be asked about is our love, the people of the household. أَوَّلُ مَا يُسْأَلُ أَنْهُ الْأَبْدُ حُبُّنَا أَهْلَ الْبَيْتِ." The first thing that a person will be, that a servant will be asked about, is the love of us, the family of the Prophet. It's also been narrated that Imam Sadiq alayhi salam said, "The first thing that man will be asked about when he stands before Allah, exalted be his grandeur, is the obligatory prayers, the obligatory alms tax, meaning the zakat, the obligatory fasting, the sawm, the obligatory pilgrimage, the hajj, and our guardianship, the wilayat, the people of the household. If he attests to our guardianship and dies believing that, his prayers, fasting, alms, and pilgrimage will all be accepted." Right? This is like a statement that implies that if a person, he performs all of those actions, for example, he prays, he goes for hajj, he pays the tax, you know, he fasts in the month of Ramadan, but he doesn't believe in the guardianship and the authority of the Ahlul Bayt, the family of the Prophet, which includes the Imams, alayhi wasalam, the Lady Fatima, as well as the Prophet, in this case, all of his actions will be void and annulled and will not be accepted by God. So these two hadiths seemingly contradict one another, they can be reconciled by saying that the first hadith, it mentions the first thing that God will be asked about, but in the second hadith, which also includes the questioning about the love of the Ahlul Bayt, other things are mentioned, which also will be asked about before other things. Thank you for joining us here on The Key. we were looking at the first thing that a human being will be asked about on the resurrection in the light of the hadith. Until next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
You just listened to the program The Key, an IRIB English radio with Sheikh Shiraz, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
You can also send your questions to englishradio@irib.ir.